was he like as a young boy? Did you think that he would go on and become a lawyer and then Chief Justice at that time?
Well, Fred Benson was awful smart. When he was a boy in school, he was at the top of the class on everything. Of course, he was a man, as he was a boy, rather. His mother kept him at his home and made him study. And he had to study before she'd ever let him go out anywhere. He prayed to the boy. He used to spend miles out there in front of his home. And he fight you, Fred Lloyd.
Was he an only child? No, he had a brother, but then
Bob.
Was it just the two of them?
And two sisters.
Two sisters. Yeah. And they lived there on the corner of Pike and Water Street?
Yeah. That's their old home there.
And his father's name was what?
Jim.
Jim
Benson.
What was he like? What was Jim Benson like?
Well, Jim was, he was a jailer here for a while.
What was his profession otherwise?
I think he kept boarders, you know. But you're sure he did.
Who did he marry?
Well, he got a board house, and he put in a, had a liver season at one time. Jim did have a liver season right where the Chevrolet Guards used to be. That was a liver season of that.
Who was Fred and Vincent's mother?
She was the first from Wayne County.
Were they the type of people who, really were interested in education, and that was the reason they pushed their son?
Yeah. See, that was all of them as highly educated people over there on the lane, you know. There used to be judges over there, you know, lawyers first, and judges and so forth. And Fred, we used to pray marbles down in front of Fred's house. We had dirt trees out there, you know. We had a good marble ground down there, big shade trees. And remember, Fred would get down there with us boys, and we a bunch of them never got together while we were fighting on that little. And Fred, he got down there, and he was that bunch, and his mother tried to get him to come back in the house, and he'd go back in the house, and he'd go upstairs to study, and first thing you know, Fred would be back down there again. And she put a dress on him. Thinking that we're keeping in, you know, and Fred to come down with that dress out. I heard of us boys and off to play and shoot farmers just for his sandwich.
Did you ever tease him about it?
No. Fred used to be really, Fred gave me a nickname of Todd.
Why was that?
It was a family that sure had a daughter named Todd. Fred accused her of being my girlfriend, you know, and he got to call me Todd. That's all Fred ever called me, was Todd. And Elrich, or Marcus, got a little boyfriend named Todd. And I said, where'd you get that name at? I said, that's my nickname, what they used to call me.
Oh, when Fred and Vincent went to school with you, was he the type that was always talking, or was he more a quiet person?
He was on the go all night. He was a talking, so he was a great fella in football, baseball. They called him the Book of Rules. He had all the rules out of my heart, and he seemed like everything Fred studied,
he would do well.
And his mother kicked him out of the home one time and made him study, and he used to read these Western stories an awful lot, read down. And he'd get into a ball game, he'd never always get the racking somebody before the ball game was over.
He had a quick temper?
Yeah.
Now when he was on the baseball game, was that sort of like a, what we would now call Little League, or? Was that actually organized?
Well, yes, right before that. We had all teams here. And we would play other people that come in here.
Where did you play?
Right over there. Put the depot over there on this side and that side of them, so they could get in there.
Where the tie yard is, or lawn?
Yeah, where the tie yard is. I used to do that. And where this knock the balls up toward Pike Street. Well, sometimes they get a good striker in there, and boy, he hit that ball, got it over in the Nalgrass yard, in his garden. That's where you live. That's the Nalgrass garden. And now, one of them come over and hit the ball.
Oh, he wouldn't.
No, he'd keep him out, but he would, he'd go out and guard himself and hunt it and fire it, wouldn't he? And do it back over the fence to him. The boy would get out hunting the ball and go across his garden down.
Yeah, he didn't want his vegetables destroyed, did he? Yeah. Did Freddie Benson always go with his wife, or did he like just a lot of different people?
Oh, sir. Fred did a little bit of marriage. He was pretty young when he got married, you know that.
After he came back from Center, did he go to Center College and did he marry Rosina?
Yeah. I don't remember Fred never having a girlfriend except Roberta.
Now, was she in your class too, or was she younger?
She was younger.
Was she?
Oh, yeah, Roberta was not younger than Fred.
What was she like when she was growing up? Do you remember?
She's a very nice girl. Everybody liked her. And she was awful pretty little too.
Now, she lived where Safe Mart is, right beside the post office.
Yeah. That was her home. That was a big old frame house there. And then they tore that frame house down and built that block house. And then they tore the block house down and put that gas station in there.
Did Fred and Vincent ever practice law in Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
For how long? Did he eventually move to Ashland?
Not very long. He practiced here. I rode with Fred Benson for his first office, put him in his first office, his attorney. And then from there he went on up to the higher, went to Washington.
When he went to Ashland, was that to go with a law firm or was it another job?
A law firm. He got a law firm.
What was he like after he went to Washington? Was he the same Fred or was he different?
Same old Fred.
You know, they always say that he never forgot a name. Is that true?
That's true. If he ever met you once, I've seen him when he came back here one time. It was, he was sure something had been back here. And he, would shake hands. Everybody had right there called the name. He didn't get the name called. Old Fred, he was practicing. He'd fight you in a minute. He went up in Washington and was so full of absurd about Kentuckians. And Fred hit him right there in the session. That's why he had it.
So he's proud of where he came from.
The other way, he was proud of Kentucky. It was just another, some calls from the doctor. It wasn't a stern Kentucky, you know. Like you used to talk about, you could tell a Kentuckian by all the one leg shorter than the other, you know, because walking around the hills.
did he come back real often, or was it just infrequently?
Just frequently. Fred was awful busy after he got to Washington, you know. Your friend Benson had to live. No doubt he didn't find him out there.
You think he would?
I think he would.
Well, did he die fairly young? I mean, how old was he?
Now, Fred was here younger than me.
See, he died in the 50s, I believe, didn't he? Because he...
Yeah, well, I see. You think he was up there in the monument.
Yes, I think so. So he didn't, you know, die real old.
No, he was a young man when he died.
What did he die on?
I couldn't say.
Do you remember any story that he always liked to tell? Did he have a favorite story?
No, but the only thing I ever knew about Fred was baseball.
He loved to talk about baseball.
He loved to talk about baseball, and he was a player. He was the best on the field. He could play any part about the diamonds.
Was there any other sport that he was interested in?
Not that I know of. Just baseball. I was all driven to sit there up again and call into the caroos. Because he knew all the rules, you know. Friday. Oh, I've seen him get right down to the finger and make them faces. Fred Holden, yeah. He knew what he saw.
That must have made his job a lot easier, too, if he liked to talk and argue.
Yeah.
Being a lawyer, he must have been.
Yeah, Fred liked to talk.
Well, Mr. Wilson, I appreciate what you told me, and I know you must be getting tired, so.
No, I'm not getting tired.